You know, how appropriate is it that I'm doing this show that I'm calling Respond or React? That is the question. So this is my third attempt right now. Apparently my audio wasn't working. So hopefully we're back online. Hopefully we're back to doing it. Welcome to The Inconvenient Truth. I'm your host, Philip Blackman, and hoping somebody out there lets me know that we're not wasting our time for a take four. All right, good to go. Thank you, Kevin. All right, so again, react or respond, that is the question. And adversity, my goodness, it just kind of kicked me in the teeth here, but that's quite all right. So before we get started, I'm going to do what we always do, guys, because it is important that you understand that, hey, we're trying to grow. So anchor.fm/Philip D. Blackman. From here, you can go, you can find the links to Breaker, Google Podcast, Radio Public, or Spotify. If you know someone who doesn't have Facebook and you want them to hear kind of some of the good messages that we're doing, this is going to be the place to find it. However, sometimes social media does what they do, and it kicks us with this. This right here is my YouTube channel. We're always live. We're always doing this every time we do these shows. So hopefully this right here works. Now, again, most important, Tammy's Extra House Kiddos, guys, we're still trying to do our fundraising. We're still trying to get everything going. We're still trying to raise money for these orphans in Kapenguria, Kenya. And I'll tell you what, man, after the latest run of the hurricane, you know, I've done my show Wednesday before the hurricane, and now here we are post Hurricane Laura. You know, we're doing okay. And before I get to the show, of course, I would most definitely like to thank each and every one of you who've reached out to Tammy and I to check on us throughout this hurricane. And since this was our first hurricane, we didn't really know what to expect, but we learned a lot about each other as individuals, as a couple, our faith, you know, and the fact that wind can certainly make some funny noises and can be very unnerving. And we're not just talking about the kind of wind that happens that can clear a room out after Taco Tuesday. What we're talking about, guys, I digress. You know, we made it through without any major issues, and we're thankful for that. But now onto the show. As with every show that that we do, there's always an element where life presents itself with lessons learned. And you know, I believe that these lessons, they should be passed on in an attempt to help others either not make the same mistakes that I have made or mistakes that I've witnessed others make in the past or even in the present. You know, guys, the life is full of coachable moments. But those moments, I often go unnoticed because people are stuck in their high-speed gear of reaction, reacting 100% of the time with emotion when the reality is they should be responding. You know, they should be responding with an open mind and a willingness, you know, to examine a situation while looking for coachable moments that's going to help them in the future. And it keeps them from recreating the vicious cycle of regret. And we see that a lot. So what I'm talking about is I'm talking about responding with intellect. Now, sure, the knee-jerk reaction, it's a common reaction, folks, you know, for most people. And truly, if people are honest, you know, if they're honest with themselves, if they're honest with you, they'll tell you that in hindsight, looking back, their initial reaction was often the wrong reaction. But pride has a funny way of keeping people silent once the discussion turns to their own toxic behavior in a situation, unless they're justifying their actions and passing the blame on others. Here's some examples. I did this because of you did that, right? That's what I'm talking about. Or I'm acting this way because of fill in the blank. You know, my personal favorite is, well, you remember that one time when you did this? You know, the justification, instead of owning it, people tend to try to pass it off. And what that boils down to is that's a reaction, not necessarily a calculated response. And I get it. You know, it's much harder to accept the weight and the burden of responsibility than it is to simply pass it off onto someone else. That's always the easy route. We're seeing it. We're seeing it today. We're seeing it happen. But in doing that, you know, what do we really learn when we're passing off a lesson to someone else, when we're passing off responsibility on someone else's shoulders? You know, I suppose where I'm going with all this is that it all boils down to your attitude. you know, while your general disposition in life with life's obstacles, you know, what is your general disposition? How do you respond to when life throws you a curveball? How do you respond with people? And I'm not just talking about the people you know. I'm talking about perfect strangers. How do you respond? Do you take time to greet every person that you see? Why not? You know, that right there can certainly make a huge difference in developing and honing your attitude, because you'd be surprised how a simple "how are you doing," you know, can make someone's day. You know, what aura are you projecting? You know, what aura are you projecting constantly in your environment, no matter where you find yourself? You know, Scottish author and poet George MacDonald, he's credited with saying that attitudes are more important than facts. And I couldn't have summed it up any better myself, to be honest with you. And even if I really tried, but I'm going to try anyway. Your attitude will always equal your altitude. And hey, I get it, man. Life isn't always sunshine and rainbows. And I'm not immune, you know, from getting a funky attitude from time to time. Mm-mm. Your life has a tendency to beat the very best of us down over and over again, and sometimes relentlessly. And it's easy to become dull and jaded towards everything, especially when there seems to be no relief in sight. You know, I'm not suggesting that a positive attitude is going to cure all of your financial hardships. I'm not suggesting that it's going to cure a personal disease or illness. I'm not even going to suggest that it's going to fix all your problems. But what I am suggesting is your attitude, your general disposition toward life, and everything it brings to your front door is going to dictate if you are a reactor or if you are a responder. So back to George MacDonald's quote, attitudes are more important than facts. You know, there's a lot of facts in your life that are not necessarily favorable for you or your loved ones. But this goes back to my show this past Wednesday, when I talked about how your attitude is what dictates your ability to shift your perspective, to find and celebrate all successes, no matter what size they are. You know, it takes time and constant observation of who you are. Every minute of every day, you got to stay on top of it. You got to keep your attitude in check, no matter what life is coming at you. Keep your attitude in check. And this is no easy task. It's hard to stand guard at the door of your mind and decide what you're going to allow in, what you're going to allow to rent space in your head, and what gets turned away. But it is possible, you know, it's possible to keep your attitude in check. And here's an example. You know, I remember when I was stationed at Brooke Army Medical Center, I was healing from some of my injuries downrange. And, you know, I was very disgruntled because I was transferred to a medical unit to heal and receive treatment when all I wanted to do was go back to war with my friends. You know, Brooke Army Medical Center was the home of a entity called the Center for the Intrepid. And this entity, what they did, guys, they specialized in helping amputees and severe burn patients recover from their injuries. And it was actually a double amputee and a severe burn patient who helped me realize that, you know, although his physical appearance and natural ability, you know, what, you know, his natural arms and legs, you know, they've been taken from him. You know, he told me that, you know, there's more to life than having all of your limbs and stunning good looks. I suppose his humor kind of helped him get there. You know, what he was talking about was the gift of life itself. Waking up another day was a small victory that he celebrated, which meant that he started his day off on the right mindset. He woke up and was happy to do so. And, you know, it got me thinking, and it got me taking stock in my behavior and my attitude. Sure, even today, I have my moments of weakness because healing hurts. But I also recognize that pain's temporary. And in the big scheme of things, because what really matters is the fact is that pain that we have in our lives, the emotional pain, the spiritual pain, the physical pain, and the mental pain, you know, these are all there to remind us that we're still alive and we're still in the fight. We have the ability to fight as long as we can feel pain. Now, although, you know, I've heard people say that pain's temporary, I got to confess something, guys. You know, I'm waiting on the temporary part of my pain to be over with, because it's not a fun way of life. It really isn't. But it's my attitude on my condition, you know, as well as that amputee's attitude that he taught me, that determined that, you know, we were willing to give up, if we're willing to give up and let it take the best of us and turn us into something that our loved ones and society in general didn't deserve, it could either do that or it could, we could have responded to the challenges and kept hope and faith that one day we're going to get better. It happens all the time. People do it every day. You know, take it from me, folks. You know, a funky attitude can make any situation really bad. Even a good one. Having a bad attitude will turn it real bad real quick. And, you know, I always try to find, you know, the brighter side of things. I really do. And hopefully some of you out there are trying to as well. And I know it's hard. It's hard, you know, but start searching to find the humor and romance into your life that it so rightfully deserves. A responder is always better than a reactor. How you respond to adversity is better than reacting. What we're seeing in our country today is we're seeing a lot of reactions, and we're seeing a lot of toxic reactions. A lot of people who are taking stuff to a whole new level that it doesn't need to be. If they can just slow down for just a moment, examine what's going on. You know, quite frankly, I believe that they're not going to be that person who's going to be just so damn disgruntled, always looking for something to be mad about. It's that positive attitude. Now, look, hey, man, I've been very positive that today's going to hurt, and it has. But, you know, it's part of that acceptance. You know, what you pour into your mind is going to determine what you're going to be able to pour out for others, but most importantly, yourself. For those of you that are tuned in, man, hey, thank you so much, Kevin, for helping me make sure my sound check was still good. Guys, thank you for tuning in. We're talking about reaction and responding. You know, are you a reactor? Do you react with your emotion, or do you respond with your intellect? Which is the better of the two? So there it is, guys. What I'm going to give you here is we're going to go ahead and open it up. You know, as I get started, there it is, 409-679-1820. But getting back to what you pour into your mind, listen to positivity and listen to motivational speakers, man. Those good things, those positive things that you pour into your life are going to allow you to pour it out for someone else. Read, absorb somebody else's messages, learn from their mistakes so you don't follow their trends. Some of the most successful people in the world, they're the biggest failures. They have failed a whole bunch, but the difference is their attitude is what always keeps them on top because they're resilient. They continue to strive for greatness no matter what's in their face. Don't let the facts of your life dictate who you are. Your attitude is your most important attribute that you have. Once you get your mind right, everything else is going to fall into place. Have your bad minutes or hours, but don't let it take your whole day because, damn it, tomorrow's not guaranteed for any of us. Respond to adversity with a deliberate mindset with a single objective. Don't let it put you on your back. Don't let adversity put you on your back. You know, take a knee, but even then, if something comes along and it puts you flat on your shoulder blades, get up, dust yourself off. Because if it hasn't killed you yet, you still got a fighting chance to live your life and end it the way you want to. You know, I've heard that the measure of man is not how many times it gets knocked down, but how many times it gets back up. And guys, we only get one shot at this life. We don't get any do-overs. What we have is what we have. And you know, the better we have our attitudes, the better our life is going to be, period. End of story. You know, you can always find humor. You can always find something positive to look for, but you got to be willing to do the work and look for yourself. A positive attitude in this life, guys, is going to make your life a lot easier to enjoy because no matter what life throws at you, if it doesn't kill you, you can still make the decision if you react or if you respond. You know, right here, Kevin, it's a great point. It took Edison over 100 times to make his light bulb. And when asked why he failed, he said he didn't fail. He just found 100 ways it didn't make that it happened, 100 ways not to make a light bulb. But somebody asked him, you know, hey, man, well, if you hadn't discovered the light bulb, what would you do? He said, man, I'd still be in there trying to figure out a way to make it work. That's that positive attitude that never stops. You know, a Roman emperor and philosopher, Marcus Aurelius, he's credited with the saying that death smiles at us all, but all a man can do is smile back. You know, that's really the kind of the romance that we're talking about. It's that attitude that reflects the intent of this video. What we're trying to do is, because it doesn't take, man, even looking at all the hurricane traffic and still following everything that's going on social media, man, I'm telling you, there's a lot of dirty attitudes out there, and it's real easy when you start absorbing yourself and surrounding yourself with negativity, when you start allowing a bad situation to cause you to react instead of respond. You're reacting with your emotions. Your emotions are not always the best. Matter of fact, an emotional person, an overly emotional person, is probably one of the most unhappy people that you ever meet. So what are you? Are you a reactor or are you a responder? You know, all these shootings and all this politics and all the protests and riots, yeah, it's easy to get knocked down. It's easy to be upset about it. But what if you're a person who lives with a chronic illness or the chronic pain? You know, what about your employment? What about your livelihood? What's going on in your life? You know, life is not one of these things where you can just sit down in and say, to hell with it, I quit. I'm not going to do it. I'm just not going to live life anymore. Life is still going to happen. Eventually, you're going to have to get up. But it's what happens up the 6 inches between your ears is what matters. That's what's going to be the measure of who you are and who you become. Don't worry. Don't let someone else's behavior, don't let someone else's funky attitude rub off on you, because it is contagious. It truly is. You know, I didn't really have a whole lot that I wanted to put out, but just kind of looking at the temperature of what's going on in this world, man, the reactors and the responders, we're better than this. And I certainly believe that we can overcome any obstacle that's in our face. And look, life's not fair. Life is hard. Life is difficult. And it's not something that, and we see it, people, they lose their fight with their demons every day. Because they don't have, because it's that attitude that they, no matter how hard they want to fight, they just eventually give up, because it's just, I don't know. It's easier to give up than it is to stand your ground and fight and demand that your life is going to be better. You have to take control of your life. And no matter what's going on in your life today, you are in 100% control of how you respond. Do you take it out on your loved ones? Do you take it out on random people? Or do you try to look for the lessons in life? I think that's kind of where we're losing our way. We're not looking for lessons. We're looking for reactions. And that's disgusting. We're better than that. We don't need to be quit reacting. Quit leading with your emotion. It's real easy to blame somebody and everybody else for your situation. But what does that do for you? What does complaining really do for you in your life besides make you miserable and make others around you miserable? What does complaining do? Your life has to be centered around response, a calculated intellectual response. Okay, I live in pain and this sucks and it is what it is, but you know what? At least I'm here. There's a lot of people that are out there that don't have the opportunities. They're not going to see tomorrow like we are. They didn't get to wake up today like we did. So I just wanted to drop in and just kind of drop this little line for you guys, man. You know, it's time that we as a society, we take back our sanity. You have to, because this world is going to drive you crazy. Between what everyone else is telling you, so many people are telling you how to think, what to believe, telling you what their reality is, and they demand that you play along with them. And if you don't, then you're X, Y, or Z. And who cares what everybody else thinks, really? That's kind of the attitude, you know. Who cares what anybody else thinks? Do you? And if people don't want to get on board, that's fine. But at the end of the day, ladies and gentlemen, you got to make that decision. Are you going to react to everything that happens, or are you going to step up and you're going to respond? Responders is what's going to make this world better. Ladies and gentlemen, that's it. That's it for me, man. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of The Inconvenient Truth. I'm Philip Blackman. And until next time, until we meet again, man, keep your head up and keep your attitude in check. We deserve it. You deserve it. Work on that attitude. Pour in positivity to yourself. Find something to believe in that's bigger than you, and don't let go. Until next time, friends, Lord willing, we'll see you Monday. We'll get back to our normal broadcast where we're going to do our Monday motivation, our shifting perspectives on Wednesday, and, of course, honoring our soldiers on Fridays. But until then, guys, thank you so much for tuning in. Y'all have a blessed and wonderful day.